A group of allegedly gay Egyptian men are back on trial in Cairo this weekend. They were arrested last year on the Queen Boat, a nightclub on the Nile River, and charged with debauchery. The 52 men were originally tried in an emergency court usually reserved for defendants considered risks to state security. But under appeal, the government canceled the guilty verdicts of all but two of the men and ordered a retrial in an ordinary criminal court. From Cairo, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Chain smoking in a hotel room. A defendant in the Queen Boat case says he's optimistic about the retrial.
What I have been through, it will never be worse.
Hisham, who asked that his real name not be used, was among the 23 men convicted in the case, most of them for what the prosecution described as the habitual practice of debauchery, a charge often used to penalize homosexuality. Hisham had served 13 months of his two-year sentence when the retrial was granted and he was released from prison. He now stands a chance of being acquitted in the new trial. Hossam Bahgat, a human rights activist who has been following the case, says he's hopeful the defendants will receive a fairer trial this time after undergoing a terrible ordeal.
These people are being persecuted for involving in consensual sexual conduct. These are people who were arbitrarily arrested, who were tortured in the police station to contract confessions, who had to undergo a humiliating and painful medical test to find out if they have engaged in sexual conduct before.
And who stood trial, adds Bahgat, in a court that did not provide for the right of appeal. International human rights groups condemned the trial, but Egyptian officials countered that the West had no right to impose its values on Egypt, a Muslim country where homosexuality is considered a taboo. Adding to the furor was Egypt's semi-official press, which branded the detainees perverts and enemies of Islam and published the men's names, professions, and pictures. Hisham says he was only having a drink on the Queen Boat the night of the raid. Now, he says, his life has been ruined.
I'm broken, and it's hard to put myself together. I've lost my job. Even my landlady, she kicked me out of the house. So I've lost even my flat. The reputation, of course.
Despite the taboo against homosexuality, activists say an underground gay scene has long flourished in Egypt, and gay hangouts like the Queen Boat were not uncommon. Hania Shalkami, a professor of anthropology at the American University in Cairo, says that even though Egyptian society traditionally viewed homosexuality as a sin or a disease, it was tolerated as long as it was discreet.
The problem is the discretion or indiscretion, not the sexual practice itself. It's how overt you are about these things.
But, she says, the Queen Boat case brought to light an increasingly visible gay scene in Cairo, which may have offended conservative values. At the same time, the government has stepped up its arrests of allegedly gay men in what some are calling a witch hunt. Human rights activist Bahgat.
Different chapters of the Vice Squad in and outside Cairo have been launching a campaign of arrests, illegal detention, torture against homosexuals. We don't know the number of homosexuals sitting in jail now, but we don't think that it's a small number.
Bahgat says the government may be trying to present itself as the guardian of public virtue to deflate an Islamist opposition movement. Others say the crackdown may stem from alarm over the proliferation of gay internet chat rooms and websites. Activists note that internet entrapment is increasingly common, with undercover police often chatting up men only to later meet and arrest them. Whatever the reason, the crackdown has badly frightened many gay men here. Ra, not his real name, asked that his voice be altered to protect his identity.
We had a huge gay brain drain. You know, they went to the States or went to Europe and claimed asylum. And they're going to be very successful, they're going to be very welcome, and Egypt will have lost them.
Despite being very well known and successful in Egypt, Ra says he too is scared and plans to leave. He says he's not optimistic that Egyptian attitudes towards homosexuality will change anytime soon. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.